Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, everybody listening. Your EMLs, if you're listening to us live. Early morning listening, yes. One of my favorite things to listen to in the morning is me. Not really. I don't ever listen back. I'll listen back if there's a caller I want to hear, but I still can't stand the sound of my voice all these years later. You know, oh, by the way, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning. Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I get on a tangent before I realize we're going here. Did you know you need to wear sunscreen when you drive? Doctors are saying that?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I've heard that.
Huh. Americans get more sun damage commuting than when they're at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Mainly the left side of their faces. And yep. If you drive a lot, the left side of your face gets older than the right side because the sun comes in that side.
I've seen side-by-side images of truck drivers who spend a lot of time on their road of the left side of their face compared to their right. And it's what they use as a case to prove this.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You don't think about it. Glass blocks UVB rays, but the rear windows and I don't know what these letters mean, but yeah, apparently it's not a good thing. Did you know, speaking of doctors, that in the mid-1700s, doctors warned against bathing? Because
why?
Our odors were considered a socially respectable part of our body. They say that the reason we have hair on places, that we have hair,
yeah,
where it's odorous, armpits, butt, front, that it's supposed to keep in that odor. And that was initially a thing that we were attracted to as humans. But now we don't want the odors.
Is that not what it's for anymore?
No. No.
Why did it change?
No. It could change back.
It could go back.
I mean,
I know some people that still believe that BL is good. Good way to go.
Like, when you're a caveman, you try to find the hairiest woman.
She's hot. Okay. You're like, smell. You smell good.
Yeah, so there's that. But that just shows you that doctors used to say the wrong things.
Yeah.
And they're probably saying the wrong things now, too. You know, you have to think 50 years ago, doctors were saying, which cigarette would you like? Mm-hmm. We encourage this one over that one.
Yeah.
Camel.
And just wait, 20 years from now, I'm going to play this back. And I'll be like, I told you guys that sugar was worse than cigarettes. I've been saying that for years.
You have.
And I'm holding on to that one tight, too. So, okay, here we go. Tuesday show, welcome to it. Everybody good, by the way?
Totally.
Amy
great.
Good? Lunchbox good?
Great.
Eddie, ready for your dad joke of the day, part 2?
I'm ready.
All week long. All right. Yeah.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU to Chase Edmonds. As the 134th pick overall in the NFL draft this year, the running back for the Arizona Cardinals got a $452,000 signing bonus. He's taking $80,000 of that and paying off his sister's student loan straight
up. That's pretty cool. Shout
yeah.
out.
He told ESPN, when my mom told me her debt, I said, whoa, if I make it to the NFL, I got her. So he did. Which, by the way, let me do the math here. $452,000. He's probably going to get $250,000 after taxes. And he's spending $80,000 on her. So $107,000. So of $450,000, he's getting a $170,000 signing bonus because he's giving his sister that money.
Wow.
So that's just what signing bonus is, what you get to join the team and then you still get your salary or whatever.
Uh-huh. But the salary is not guaranteed. NFL will cut you anytime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Look at that dude.
That's nice of him.
That is nice of him. Would you do that lunchbox?
No.
For your sister?
No.
Oh.
She has to work for it. I'm not just going to give her the money. She didn't get me to the NFL.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Good logic.
Yeah.
Or did she? I mean, did she ever throw the ball with you?
Maybe moral support early as a kid. Or just love. All right, there you go. There's ICU. Over to Raymundo now with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. President Donald Trump met with Kim Jong-un and shook hands. He's the first sitting president to meet with the North Korean leader, and President Trump says they have an excellent relationship now. In airline news, United Airlines flight traveling from Rome to Chicago was diverted after a written bomb threat was found on board. Luckily, everybody was okay. And finally, in weather news, Hurricane Bud has grown to a Category 3 storm off of Mexico. It's going to weaken before it hits California's Baja Peninsula later in the week.
Greg in Texas. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby? How are you?
Man, I'm real good. Appreciate you calling. What can I do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you. I want to start off, I don't want anything from you. I don't want any, I don't, you know, not expect any airplay or anything. But I know what you do for the military. I've been in the Army for 21 years, and it's people like you and just the simple gratitude of a thank you means so much to us.
Well, then let me say thank you to you, my friend. Know, let me say this. Hold on, let me say, you know, Amy's husband was in the military for a long time. He's Air Force. For me, I look at the military and I go, man, I wish I wasn't such a wuss. That's what I see. Because I would have liked to, but I just don't have it in me. And people like you go out and protect people like me. You know what I do? I sit in the air conditioned room and push buttons and say stupid things. And because of you, I get to do that. So I appreciate you calling, but man, it is just not about me, Greg.
Well, you know, it's people of your caliber and the influence that you have on people that make it more public, you know. And I've had people buy my meals. I've had people do this and that. You know, we get discounts at places here and there. But, you know, it's the simple thank you that means, to me, it's the simple thank you that means the most.
Well, then I think all of us will say thank you, because I know I feel it. A sincere thank you to you. And I think, to me, in my mind, you're representing all the people that are serving and have served. So thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Greg, and everyone.
Thank you, Greg.
Same thing.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Guys.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. There is this Fortnite story, by the way. You know, anybody kids playing Fortnite?
Yet? No. No, they've no? wanted to, but not yet.
Why? Because the other kids are playing it?
Yeah. But it's kind of violent, right?
It's a shoot 'em up game.
Yeah.
So this girl, 9 years old, is in rehab after becoming so addicted to Fortnite that she wet herself to continue playing, and she hit her father in the face when he tried to take away her Xbox.
Wow.
That's, whoa!
That's see?
I don't hear this and think bad kid. I hear this and think there really is something happening with video games that stimulates our brain in a way that is the same that other things stimulate our brains to make us react this way.
Yes.
I don't just think this kid turns rotten all of a sudden because they just want to play a video game. Because there's really no other history of her doing anything like this.
And interesting, I wonder what it is about these video games that make them act like that. Because yes, it's highly addictive. And I've seen kids that don't play a lot of video games and kids that do, and they are extreme opposites socially. Socially, extreme opposites.
Kids that play video games are?
Antisocial.
Really?
Don't really want to do things with other people. They
You're
just
talking about kids that
games.
Overplay them. They're like,
yeah, kids that play
much.
A lot of video games.
This 9-year-old girl was playing 10 hours a day.
Okay, that's too much. I mean, where are the parents? Why is there no... That's when parents need to intervene, and it's not allowed to be played that much.
If I started playing, I'd play, and I would come to work, and then I'd go back and play. And then I'd come to work. That's all I would
Bobby,
do.
Bobby, you're not allowed.
So I don't think...
Yes. Right. We've been there, man.
Thank you. Amy, did you break your phone?
I did. Totally.
What
totally
happened?
Broke it. Well, you know, I cracked it right after I got my brand new phone. I didn't have a case and cracked it pretty bad. And then I dropped it. Still no case. Fell flat, straight down on the concrete. Cracked even more. But, like, the inside had, like, green lines. And the whole thing was just a hot mess. So I couldn't even swipe up. I couldn't use emojis. I was like, this is not going to work. So I just haven't had time to go fix it. So I just put my SIM card in my old phone. And I'm back in business.
You phone breakers are the nuttiest thing to me.
I know.
I've never broken a phone.
Never?
You probably have always had the case on it, right?
It doesn't matter. I still am responsible enough to put a case on it.
It doesn't ever slip out of your hands?
If it's dropped a couple of times, I think once years ago I cracked it. Mm-hmm. I just went ahead and replaced. I've never broken a phone.
I can't believe you spend that much on a phone and you don't get a case. And you cracked it, so you would think, okay, now that it's cracked, I should immediately put the case on it.
I kept thinking I'm going to get it fixed and then I'll get the case, you know? That's just, I know, trust me, Lunchbox, I've had the same conversation with myself. I'm not proud of myself, I'm not happy, I'm annoyed, and here I am with my big ol' mini iPad again. The new phone is so much smaller than the big one.
A mom sues after the bus drops her daughter off at the wrong stop. Brooklyn mom who is terrified that her 5-year-old was dropped off at the wrong bus stop is suing the school bus company. How much you think, Aim?
I mean, how much do I think she's suing for?
How many, yeah.
5,000.
7 million.
Wow.
7 million?
$7 million.
After scouring the neighborhood, she found her daughter weeping, who was so scared she had wet her pants.
Oh, no.
More than 10 blocks away, no crossing guard at a busy intersection.
Mm. She's got a case.
That is terrifying.
Oh, no one's saying the bus company is right. And it is unfortunate. But $7 million? Like, where does that number come from? Do you just go, what's the most money you'd like to have? It's a magical mystery number. Go. 7 million. Okay, let's sue.
Kind of like hoping, because if you start too low, like then you don't end up with what you really want.
The Department of Education is looking into the incident. Should she get $1 million? Amy.
A million?
The thing is, you could work a deal out with a bus driver.
Gosh.
And say, you drop my kid off at the wrong place. I'll sue the school.
Oh,
you'll
dang.
Get fired, and we'll split the money.
Wow, plan the whole thing
then
out.
Then you do the whole thing. If oh. there was nothing, what?
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think? Do you think she'll get a million?
No, she'll probably get a couple $100,000 for pain and suffering just to shut up.
Ooh.
That's what they want her to
get. That's still a ton.
Yes, of course it is. It's
and
not
the
7
kid's
million,
probably
though.
Like, okay.
It's like, cool.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The dates have been announced for the 2019 Stagecoach Festival. If you want to put this in your calendar, it's going to be going down April 26th through the 28th in California. And heads up, tickets go on sale this Friday for the festival. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are engaged after just a couple of months of dating. He popped the question last week and sources say she said yes. And it was earlier this month that the two got matching tattoos, which a lot of people were thinking it was a little too early for that. But now they're getting married. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a 5-year-old girl, and she has an American Girl doll that she takes around with her. Looks just like her, eyes, hair, name. Anyway, she has had to have open-heart surgery, like again, she's only 5 years old. She has a huge scar down her chest. Well, a doctor at her hospital, Duke Children's Hospital, recently performed a quick 15-minute surgery on her doll.
Oh,
so that her doll
that is cool.
would, you know, have gone through the same thing that she did, and she can feel super comfortable. And they made the doll have a scar as well.
That's pretty sweet.
I know.
Yeah. Good
so
for that doctor.
Cute.
And good for her to have a doll that still looks like her.
Yeah.
That's important.
They said it definitely helped her feel more comfortable with her scar and everything that she's been through.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? That's good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Yellowstone National Park. A 59-year-old woman is recovering in the hospital after she was gored by a bison when she tried to get too close to take a picture.
Oh, these selfie with animal stories.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay. Before he tells me what happens, I'm glad that this woman didn't die, right? I don't like when people die. But if they get a little hurt from this, I'm kind of okay with it.
Because
you shouldn't be near animals taking pictures. Wild animals? Like, we need this story to tell other people don't do it. What's the story?
They're supposed to stay 75 feet away from the bison.
Mm.
She's like, I think I can get closer.
Of course.
Got to within 15 feet. Bison charges her, gores her right in the hip.
Oh,
I didn't even feel bad for her. She broke the rules. You know what happens when you break the rules? You pay the consequences.
Yeah.
Nice. No report of her family got a picture of the bison getting her or anything.
They did?
No, they didn't.
Oh, you at least got it. If you're...
you got to snap the photo,
oh,
right?
Yeah. As a consolation prize.
Be ready.
Wow, okay.
On Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
You know, the question is, do women want a guy with a dad bod or abs? So Lunchbox went out with a microphone and just talked to the ladies.
All right. Good. We get to hear from the ladies themselves. I love this.
A dad bod or abs?
How would you like your man? Dad bod or abs?
Dad bod.
Dad bod's way cooler. Funnier. Likes to drink beer. Will eat a whole pizza with me.
So I'm married to a dad bod, so I like a little abs. Dad bod for the win.
How would you like your man? Dad bod or abs?
Abs.
Dad bod.
Ow! Abs.
I have to say abs. They're just sexy.
Dad bod, for sure.
Where do you think it landed here?
It was 60-40 dad bod.
Yeah.
So here's why I think it's dad bod.
Yeah, one of them said it. Funny, eat a whole pizza with her, drink beer. It's all a woman wants, man.
But that's not about the body.
Oh.
That's about the fun person.
Oh. What's your theory then?
They're probably already with someone who has a dad bod.
Oh.
And so they're going, I want a dad bod.
But this one lady said, I already have my dad bod. I'd rather have abs.
One lady. She's a smart one.
How would you like your man? Dad bod or abs?
Dad bod. A little bit of dad bod never hurt anybody.
So, Eddie, if you went to your wife and you said, hey, I can remain as is or I can get ripped up for you, baby, what would she say?
She'd say, I like you the way you are.
She's being nice.
That quote, she would say just that. I like you the way you are.
That's nice.
Like a couple weeks ago, she was telling me, she's like, oh, I just love the cushion on your stomach. Dude.
Eddie, she's just saying that to make you feel good.
Maybe she really does like the cushion. Maybe
she
does
she
like
likes
it.
She says she likes when she rolls over and she grabs my waist and she feels cushion.
Even Amy laughs at that because that's not, there's no way.
But she says that, Bones, and you're 60-40 right there. It's the proof is in the pudding.
That's not pudding.
It's not.
I just don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know.
Take the human characteristics out of it. You can either have a really good looking guy with ripped up abs or a dad bod. Yeah. You're taking the in shape dude every time.
You're taking personality out?
Yeah, cool. Because personality is not part of the question.
Okay, you're right, but that's not real life.
How come there can't be a guy in shape with a great personality?
That's rare.
Guys are so lucky. So if you're polling men about women, nobody's going to be like.
Well, because guys are honest. What do you think guys will say? What are the options?
I'm kind of jealous of this dad bod, you know, thing sweeping the nation right now. Because I feel like guys, well, I don't know what the term is. Is it mom bod? Okay.
That's not a term.
It's not a term.
Nor am I bringing that into it.
Me neither. I'm not calling it that necessarily because you don't even have to have legit had a baby. But I don't know. But I hear guys, I mean, my husband told me before he likes me with more cushions.
See?
That's true, though. Okay. I've been skinnier.
There's nowhere for me to go in this conversation that gets me in any sort of good place. So
I'm just saying now guys have permission to be all like, well.
It's not permission.
Yes. Eddie, you have permission to be.
They're all listening to this
there
right
you go. That's right. Yep. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, so what happened, Ann?
So I am out with my husband and my kids, and a listener recognizes us, me, whatever, and comes up and is like, hey, and I'm like, hey, can I get a picture? Me, I'm like, of course, that's no problem. And as we're about to take the picture, he stops and says, oh, can we throw your kids in the pic? And I was like, no, probably not. Like, that's not going to happen. And they're standing off to the side with my husband. And so I just felt it was awkward because I had to say no. And then I felt like I was being rude. But I know it was the right answer. Like, I post my kids online all the time. I'm not above this. That's not the issue. But it's with me and I'm taking their picture. And then oftentimes they know I'm posting it or friends post it. But this was a person I don't know, and then they want me. I just don't want to call my kids over and force them to take a photo with someone they don't know.
Did you ask them if they wanted to?
No, I didn't even entertain it because I just felt like maybe he shouldn't have asked me that. But
Lunchbox, what do you think here?
I think Amy was a little rude.
Oh no!
Oh wow!
Yes. That's what I was worried about. I don't want to be rude.
Because if you're willing to throw them out there on social media all the time and take pictures of them, put them up, you were going to be in the picture with them, like you said. And you said, oh, if you know, it's usually just me and my kids. So what if it's one other person in the picture with your kids?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I mean,
so you said Amy's being rude.
Amy's absolutely being rude.
Huh.
Oh.
I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
I think they're your kids. You can do whatever you want with them.
Yeah.
You want to keep them out of a picture? Keep them out of a picture. They're your kids.
Well, was it rude? Was I rude?
No, I don't think there's
a rude. I don't
think there's a rude when it comes to your kids.
Okay. Phew.
I don't think there's a rude.
Because you know I walked away from that for probably like an hour. It's all my husband heard was me being like, that was awkward. Do you think I handled it okay? Like, oh, I don't want to be rude to listeners. But, I mean, we were out as a family and I took time to go over and say, hey, which I don't expect anybody to want a picture or anything like that. So I'm always happy to do that. I just felt awkward.
I don't think they're your kids.
Okay.
When they're your kids, you get to do whatever you want.
Okay.
Put in pictures, not put in pictures. If you decide tomorrow you want to put them in a picture, listener, that's you. If you don't. If you pick people you want, that's you.
If you ever put them in a picture with a listener, though, you got to think back to that one you turned down.
No, that's not true.
Not the case because I thought about that, too. Trust me, Lunchbox. I thought about this scenario every which way it could go. And I've thought, you know, in the future, if it comes up and my kids happen to be around and they're talking to that person and it's like, hey, let's snap a pic. And the kids are like, geez.
It's all up to you in every instance.
Okay.
Kristen in Alabama, what's happening?
I don't think it's appropriate, Bobby.
For
kids are off limits for posting, for having the fan ask to take a picture with Amy and the two kids. I don't think it's appropriate.
Now listen, I agree with you. They're Amy's kids. To be fair, Amy does put them all over the internet in a public platform all the time.
I have two little boys. I post them on social media, but I'm posting them. I'm not having anybody else post them. I've locked my Facebook down tighter than Alcatraz, so I know who's seeing pictures of my boys.
I agree with you, but Amy's also a public figure. You're not.
Oh, true. Never want to be Amy. Props to Amy.
No props to Amy. No props.
Wait, Bobby, it sounds like you're not on my side. I can't figure out where you fall.
I'm obviously on your side. They're your kids. But I'm just saying, it's not completely crazy for the person to ask.
Oh, yeah. No, I just felt bad and making sure that my answer was justified, like it was okay, because yeah, I do post pictures of them and I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah, I listen. I just like to pick sides. You know what I mean? I like switch sides.
Yeah, I like devil's advocate.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That's right.
In the end, they're Amy's kids, and she could put them up every single day, but decide she doesn't want them up on another person's page, and that's her decision. Much like she does with me. She'll be like, no, you don't put a picture up of Bobby. And I'll be, thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Listen, a lot of calls about this. I think we all agree that they're Amy's kids. She decides. Hey, Brandon, you're on the air.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
What's up, buddy? What do you want to say?
Oh, I think it was inappropriate of the listener to ask. I mean, Amy is the public figure, as I just heard you say, but her kids, that's something very private. As a father, I probably wouldn't have handled it as great as she did.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to step in here again. I do not think it was inappropriate of the listener to ask. I think it was appropriate for you to say no if you wanted to, but we had them on the radio yesterday.
Yeah.
They're on Facebook. It's not inappropriate for the listener to ask.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying, because this poor listener probably listening right now going, what did I do, man?
Yeah. Because
they are semi-celebrities.
You throw that celebrity
word
around.
They're recognizable.
Well, that's what I mean. People know who they are, and they feel like they know them because you put them out there, and so they want to have a piece of that moment.
Yeah.
If they asked Eddie's kids, I would say no, because Eddie keeps his kids off the internet completely.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a different story. But I don't think the listener was inappropriate. You know what I'm saying, Brandon? Come on.
It's weird to ask. I mean, if somebody was asking if they could have a picture with my daughter, that's just...
You're not a public figure and you didn't put your daughter on the radio or on the internet.
What about your rule, Bobby, of if someone's with their kids?
Oh, no, they should have never talked to you with your kids.
Yeah. So this goes out.
Oh, yeah. This thing's dead from the beginning.
You shouldn't even have approached Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. You should never... No, it's not. You should never... If people are with their kids or eating food, you should never mess with them. Period. No, yeah. I mean, I'm just playing the radio game here.
I got you.
I can pick any side.
And to clarify that, too, I did not mind that this person came up and said anything. I talked to him. We took a picture. I just felt bad that I had to say no about my kids hopping in the pic.
Well, there we have it. I don't think you did anything wrong.
Okay, good.
I definitely don't think the listener did anything wrong either, though.
Me neither.
You did bring it to the table for discussion.
Because I was worried. I felt bad. I mean, I thought about it like for an hour after it happened. I was like, ooh, that was awkward. I hope I handled that okay.
You did.
Thank you.
You be you. That's all you can handle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not me.
And sometimes if people are unsure if it's me, I mean, they may think it's me and my husband, and then they have see two Haitian kids following, and they've got my face on their shirts.
And they're like, okay, got it.
And Pimp and Joy, I'm like, okay, we could be giving ourselves away right now.
There you have it. At 72 years old, two women learned they were switched at birth, thanks to 23andMe.
What?
Their whole life. Do you even want to know at that point? Because I don't think I do.
Man. No.
I don't think I do. DNA tests confirm that Denise and Linda were switched at birth in 1945. Only a few weeks have passed since they learned they didn't, as infants, go home with the right family.
Whoa.
Wow.
I wonder if one of them was like really rich.
Oh, what if it's like
that? Your
like,
life, yes.
Like, oh. Parent trap, but just like,
exactly.
Not twins, yeah. Oh, no. Either 23andMe made a mistake, or I was switched at birth, and they did it again. It turns out 23andMe.com did not make... This is not a commercial, by the way. This is the news.
I mean, yeah, I just feel like I would want to know, but I would want to know younger so I could...
Well, you don't get that option.
I know.
I mean, if we got to pick, I would not want to be switched at birth.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're 76, so their parents 72. Have to be gone, right?
Yeah.
They don't have to be. I mean, Amy's dad's... How old's your dad?
It's like 77.
Yeah, see? They could have him when he's 5. You know what I mean? So, yeah, there's that. I just think I either don't want to know or only be told on my deathbed, seconds away from when I'm going. It's like, I'd like to give my final goodbyes. Well, me and Ma, you've been switched at birth. Oh. Yeah, I'm out. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's it. So, yeah, I saw that. Amy was reading me the menu from the Donald Trump Kim Jong-un dinner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because I was watching it last night. I mean, I was doing commentary on my Insta story as it was going along.
It was funny. Yeah, they had a little lunch together and
was it lunch?
Yeah, it was lunch. It included prawns.
Ooh.
A beef short rib confit.
Oh,
well, I don't know.
What's that?
Fried rice.
Okay.
And Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Nice.
How'd Haagen-Dazs get that name in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, they got the sponsorship.
They sponsored it. They flew Trump out
they
there.
They flew Dennis Rodman out there.
Yes. Oh, Dennis.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was crying on TV last night.
He was.
Yeah, because he got death threats for meeting with, you know.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for years, hasn't he?
Or as I call him.
Maybe the dad, too. I don't know.
The sweetest haircut around.
He does have a nice cut.
Dude, he has like a pinky toe coming out of his head.
It's perfect.
Can you? Yeah. I mean, that guy. That Kim Jong-un. He's only 34. Did you know that?
Yeah.
A pit bull puppy saves a family from a fire and then carries a baby by the diaper. Did you guys see this? A hero pit bull saved a baby girl and her family from a nearby fire that spread into the home. Here's a clip here.
I open it and she runs in and starts barking at me like crazy. And I was like, okay, this is weird. This is not her. She had already had my baby by the diaper and was like dragging her off the bed. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what are you doing?
Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
Well, let me say this. All pit bulls are good. Mm-hmm. I just said it.
That's what we gather from that.
And I believe that dogs are raised by their environment. And what they're raised in makes them how aggressive or not aggressive they are.
Just like us sometimes.
Yeah, probably same like people.
Yeah.
I had a pit bull 15 years. Never once did he ever get aggressive with anyone or anything. Ever. Not one time. And so it always irritates me when people go, it's a bad breed. Let's eliminate them. What if they did that to big humans?
It's terrible.
Because it's just big dogs they do it to. They're like, oh, this dog's big. We should eliminate them. What if we eliminate all the big humans? Nah, they could be aggressive. He's over 6'3". Off with his head.
Yeah. Blake Shelton out.
Oh, we'd miss out on some good country music.
Yeah, no more. Downtown's dead.
Sam Hunt out.
Yeah. There you go.
With Brian out.
Dang. It would only be the smaller artists.
Yeah.
I mean, which Keith they're Urban's talented good. Too.
Yeah. Brad Paisley's good.
Justin Moore.
Justin Moore's Lynch.
Perfect.
Yeah, like you're good. You're to the front.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, some kids were running a lemonade stand trying to raise some money for charity, and they got shut down. Mm. No permit. Mm. And Country Time Lemonade said, enough is enough with kids getting their lemonade stands shut down. All over the country, it happens because they don't have permits.
Right.
So they started a fund called Legal Aid, like a play on lemonade.
Yeah.
And they're going to reimburse kids that get shut down $300, and they're going to buy them all permits. Anywhere around the country, you just have to apply. They'll pay up to $300 if you get a fine, or they'll pay for your permit.
Love it.
Man, Country Time Lemonade used to be the jam back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, let me tell you. We used to have Country Time Lemonade at Sam's Club, and we'd put it in those big old 5-gallon buckets, and we'd drink it all day as we were pushing carts. Yeah.
In the can?
In the can. The powder, you dump it in.
Yes.
And you mix it up.
So you mixed up the powder.
Yeah. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Takes me back to 6416.
What's that again?
Sam's Club 6416.
Store number.
I saw that you had reunited with a lot of your Sam's Club boys over the weekend.
Yeah, one of them moved to Hungary, and I hadn't seen him in 9 years, and so he was
Hungary.
Yeah, Hungary.
Yeah.
And so
Hungary.
Yeah.
He's a Hungarian now, I guess.
Wow.
So we all got back together. He was in town, so I flew down there, and we got to meet his baby, and we drove by the old store and just kind of reminisced and talked about memories of pushing carts.
You drove by the old Sam's Club.
Yeah, that got shut down. It's no longer there.
Oh, did y'all
have
a moment?
Was it profitable or what?
It was profitable. They closed a bunch of Sam's. I don't know what happened.
Probably because they weren't profitable.
That's usually what happens.
I didn't have access to the book, so I don't know why they shut that one down. But yeah, it was sad. It was just not there. It was weird. We were going to get a cart. No carts left.
Okay.
So, yeah. But going back, Country Time Lemonade, Legal Aid, if you want to set up a lemonade stand.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about that permit. Legal Aid, Country Aid, they got your back.
Country Aid. Okay, he's just saying words at this point, but I like it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Garth Brooks made an announcement for his fans. He revealed he's releasing a new song next Tuesday, and the name of the single will be revealed on Monday. It's an upbeat song, perfect for the summer, and he announced that he'll have some other news about his tour on July 9th.
That's a lot of dates. Garth coming by Friday to talk to us.
Oh, okay. So we'll have more of an exclusive. Kylie Jenner, she has cut out all of the pictures of her baby on Instagram. She deleted all the photos of Stormy. You won't find her there. And then she posted a selfie of herself, and you can tell that the baby is cut out. She has not addressed why she has made this decision to do this. But in case you're following her and you're wondering where's Stormy,
She's done it on purpose.
Well, one, I've been wondering, where's Stormy? All day long. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And two, it's probably the same listener that asked for a picture of you with your kids.
Oh,
probably one happened. Was like, hey, let me get a picture of that Stormy. You know what I mean?
So then she decided to take her off Instagram?
Yeah. I'd be like, no. Rude. By the way, Lunchbox is letting you have it online.
Why?
You see it, Aim?
He's, no.
He says you're rude.
I did. I said she's rude because she puts them on social media, so I feel like they're public figures.
So you
then.
Feel so if you ever post a picture of your baby,
you put them on social media once a day, and so if I put one picture of my baby, it's totally different.
Well, you don't have a baby yet.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical right now. But just because I post a picture of my kid, you think I should let my kid in all pictures with all listeners?
Yeah, if you're willing to put them out there on social media,
interesting,
for them to like them and to get your likes and for people to get to know them, when they see them in public, they're going to ask for pictures. And
no, I wasn't saying that they were at fault for asking me. I was asking y'all if it was okay that I said no.
Absolutely, it's okay. They're your kids. I say it's okay for you to say whatever you want about your kids.
And I say that if you're going to put them on social media like that and want listeners to like them and the listeners see them in public and want a picture, you got to let them get a picture.
So you and I disagree?
Yes. We totally disagree.
Interesting.
Okay.
So her kids are fair game all the time.
All the time.
Huh. Interesting.
But no matter.
She is making them a public figure by the way she posts them on social media. So public figures.
I'm not denying
pictures.
That part. I just don't think I have to let them in a picture with a stranger.
You should let all strangers hold them too.
All right.
Agree to disagree. Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. That's probably chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, aka Web Girl Morgan, aka Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it. Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Of all the places in all the world you chose to listen to us this morning. Oh, yes. I like that.
So nice.
Yeah, listen.
Or for whatever reason, you're just stuck listening to us.
Oh, or the knob's broken and you're stuck listening to us. Hey, thanks. I'm Bobby. That's Amy. That's Lunchbox. And Eddie sits over there. So we appreciate you hanging out with us. You can always call us, too. And if ever there's anything you missed and you're like, I would like an update on that, our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Other shows may take you for granted. We don't. Do we, guys?
No chance.
Nope.
We know of all the stations and all the places you're here with us. Now over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a cinnamon duck?
Oh, wah, wah. Ouch.
Oh, no.
Gosh,
how embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. Over to Eddie the Dad now.
Wait, what? Yeah. I don't even do this.
Eddie the Dad.
Oh, dear.
The dad joke of the day.
What do you call a belt with a watch on it?
What do you call a belt with a watch on it?
A waste of time.
Oh! Oh! Yeah! Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was good.
You going to give Amy another chance?
I mean, whatever. I don't... I didn't know if I mess up one word.
Oh my gosh,
I get
that was so embarrassing.
Eliminated.
When you only have seven words, though. Okay, hey, Amy, ready? Ooh, if you mess this one up, I may
it's
have
fine.
To go to
it's Amy, fine. I'll just wait till tomorrow.
Amy, you should probably get another one.
I'll just wait till tomorrow.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a cinnamon bun that does well in school?
What do you call a cinnamon bun that does well in school?
An honor roll.
I mean.
Get it?
Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
Maybe y'all didn't do well in school. You don't get it.
Oh, blame it on us. Yeah, blame it on us, of course. Well, here we are. All awkward now.
Why is it awkward?
Yeah, hit the song bell.
Yeah, let's get out of here. If it ever gets awkward, just leave the room. You know, that's what I do. Nice work, Aim. Great work, Aim!
Good job, Eddie. All right. Yay.
Greg in North Carolina. What's up, bud? You good, Greg?
Hello?
Greg, Eddie Greg. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to get an update on, I guess you could say, Baby Box Update or Lunchbox for the Youngins.
You got it. Baby Box Update, if you ask for it.
Baby Box Update.
Ye shall receive. So Lunchbox's wife is due in August. Man, well over 2 months, you'll be a dad for the first time.
Yep.
Crazy. So you guys have been working hard on trying to find a name you both agree on.
Yeah, because we had to find a gender-neutral name because we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So we're trying to come up with names that are gender-neutral, and we both like it.
So what are some of the names that you've suggested that she's rejected?
Axel. She said, I said Dawson.
Like the creek, yeah.
That's exactly what she said. Yeah, she goes, you can't because Dawson's Creek. Cool, and I was like, lunch. Wow.
No. Yeah, what else?
Duncan.
Duck the donut. Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
What
he
else?
He didn't argue that
Starbucks.
One.
Starbucks.
Like the coffee.
She liked Mabel.
Uber.
Target. Like the store. No.
Duncan is not Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, it is. At this point, it is.
It is.
The
brand is.
Yes, you used to work there.
I know, but I thought it was a great name.
Sam's Club.
Walmart 6257.
So, okay, you had all these names.
All these names keep getting rejected. Couldn't come to terms with one. And we finally came up with a name that we both like.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're being serious.
Being serious.
Who suggested it?
My goddaughter.
New wrinkle
How
in the story.
Old is she?
Yeah.
She is about to be 11.
Okay.
And it's her middle name. She was like, because her name is Veda Cameron. And so she was like, what about Cameron? And we were like, whoa, that's good. So we like Cameron Avery, gender neutral, boy or girl.
True.
Cameron Avery.
Yeah. Because Cameron can be a boy or a girl. Yeah. Avery can be a boy or a girl. Boom! And we got that from an 11-year-old. Genius.
And it's like special because it's her middle name and it's your goddaughter.
And there you have it.
Wow.
Is that the name though, for sure?
Not for sure, but that's the first name we've agreed on.
That's
like,
cool.
Wow, that could be it. So we wrote it down. Cameron Avery, and we're practicing it around the house. Cameron, right. Come here.
Oh, wow, you guys are yelling it. And it,
yeah.
Objects just like, hey, green beans. I mean, Cameron.
I used to do that. I used to pretend kids. Well, there's no house phones these days, but whenever I was trying to get pregnant, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, and we were going through names, I would picture kids calling the house and it ringing and being like, you know, is Cameron there?
Yeah.
I would practice saying it.
It sounds pretty good. It's a cool name.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. Can I suggest one more? If people are just going to suggest first and middle, I didn't know you were doing the first and middle name.
Yeah,
and gender neutral. Can I suggest Chick-fil-A?
That's funny.
No, it's not funny. Yeah. This is not a joke. Like,
yeah,
no.
All
it's
of
not.
A sudden, he's serious. This is not a joke.
This is my child. You're talking about. We're not joking around. This is.
I
serious
do like.
Business.
Yeah, I do
but
like
Duncan.
Cameron. Yeah.
No, Duncan's a
Axel,
cool name.
Yeah. We're either going to name it after an 80s singer or a place I get my donut holes. You pick. Listen, I think Cameron Avery's a good name.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that might... Let me back up. That probably could be it.
Yeah. Because that was... We've been throwing so... I can't even... There's so many names we've thrown out there that have been by one of us or the other or both of us don't like it. And so this is the first one and we're... Less than 3 months away, so...
Why'd you look at your watch that you're not even...
Yeah, it's got the month time
yeah,
on
I know.
It.
His watch does. Even see
he was
him.
Talking and he goes, we're less than 3 months away.
He doesn't even have a watch on.
I know.
Like, we are officially in the third trimester.
I love it that you're excited about it.
Yeah.
So, what's wrong with Mabel?
Oh, my, come on. That sounds like a 90-year-old grandma.
Those names are going to come back, though.
And it's not unisex.
A bit you're predicting. What do you mean?
Mabel?
Oh, Mabel Winslow from sixth grade? I used to play football with him.
Oh, that was the guy?
Yeah, he played running back in Mount Pine. Yeah.
Mabel Winslow.
For real?
No. Okay. No. That's cool. I like it. Listen.
Lunchbox, do you like Cameron better or Avery better?
I like Cameron better than Avery. I feel like Avery sounds a little girlish.
It does. It does.
But you could still...
Avery Johnson, though, the basketball.
That's what I'm saying.
And the guy from Nashville. Avery.
Yep.
You ever seen Nashville?
He's an
TV
actor.
Show.
I've seen it a few episodes.
Well, congratulations on making a good step forward.
Now, you want to hear some other things?
Oh, do I ever?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I do. They said, survey says yes,
wait.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to tell us what size the baby is?
Oh, you're
yeah.
good.
Right, I love this game.
The baby box update.
The baby's lungs are developed enough that if it was born today, it would survive.
Wow.
That is crazy. Eyelashes complete. And it can now get the hiccups. Yeah, the baby can get the hiccups now. That's the first time ever.
So your wife is 7 months pregnant?
Yes. Third trimester. That is the to say third trimester, that is so scary. And do you want to know what it's the size of?
Yes.
Baby box is the size of an eggplant! Yeah!
Eggplant.
Yeah!
That's has it right. not been an eggplant
I love
yet?
That it goes from like a bigger vegetable to like, yeah. Yeah. Last time it was a piece of kale.
Tomorrow is like, baby box is now a grape.
Wait, you're like, wait a minute. It was an eggplant.
An eggplant.
A little eggplant.
And baby box is weighing in at approximately 2.2 pounds right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
A 2.2 pound eggplant. What up? Maybe name Cameron Avery.
I think in your honor, I'm going to send everybody I know an eggplant emoji today.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good idea. Don't like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be like, eggplant, all
that. Yeah, you should do that too.
Send it to everybody.
No, I don't send emojis, people. No. I don't do that.
Yeah, okay. But this is a special occasion.
No, because next week it'll change.
Congratulations, bud. Seriously.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Greg, you feel good with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm good with that.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. Baby box update complete.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Top news, Netflix went down all around the globe yesterday. How about that? Netflix goes down for a few hours. According to The Independent, people got an error message.
What?
That's scary.
Oh. That's right now, like a little bit, I'm anxiety.
I know, I'm like, oh, I missed that.
Oh, man.
There was a power outage near my house that cut all the internet, right? I was so flustered. I was like, what do I do? I turned my phone up as a hotspot, and I kept checking it. I kept resetting the box. That's how the world's going to end. We're going to be so dependent on all these technologies that when they finally get eliminated, we're not going to know how to work effectively. We don't know anyone's number because it's cell phones.
Oh, true.
We're going to eventually not know how to get anywhere because of GPS on our phones.
Correct.
And so that's the decline of our civilization, is that these technologies are being invented. We start using them. We lose any ability to fend for ourselves. So when they're eliminated, we're all dead.
Yeah. So, how are we going to find stuff out without Googling it?
Dirk Bentley.
What's up?
He's got it figured out.
Why did you just yell Dirk's name?
Wow.
Whoa, what are you thinking about, Amy?
What? I'm talking.
No, I'm thinking he's on to something.
He's beautiful.
Yeah. What? Interesting.
No, I mean, he's practicing detaching himself from being dependent on electronics.
Yeah, the old code. The Bachelorette gets cut off for a special report. I had it on last night.
Mm-hmm.
This is my second story this morning. I'm watching some of The Bachelorette. I'm going to do some commentary.
Yeah.
Commentating. And I'm like, what's happening here? And there's a limo driving up. And then Jong-un gets out. And I'm like, wait, I'm trying to watch The Bachelorette. If I wanted to see Jong-un, I'd flip it over.
Wow, I didn't realize they interrupted The Bachelorette.
What are they thinking? Yes. Here's the thing, too, about special reports and news. In this land of splintered media, let the news stations cover that.
Yeah.
Again, I love the news. I love consuming all of it. But I was going to flip over to CNN or Fox News and watch it. But now I was trying to watch Bachelorette. I'm trying to watch Jong-un and... on the network.
Yeah, all the channels don't need to go to that either.
Exactly.
They don't.
Stop it. Okay, this is 2018. So The Bachelorette gets cut off for a special report on Jong-un and Donald Trump. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are engaged. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. They've only been together a few months.
Is she pregnant probably then?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think they started dating in May.
Is that rude of me to say? If they're engaged?
Maybe they're just really in love.
It says a few weeks of dating.
Yeah, I think it's been like a month or two, but they got matching tattoos like at the beginning of this
Maybe
month.
They're just so in love and good for them, but I think if someone gets engaged super quick, for example, I thought Amy was pregnant when her and her husband got engaged.
But she wasn't.
She wasn't. But Amy's like, hey, I met this guy. We also just got engaged. I was like, what? I was like, you're pregnant. She's like, no, I'm not. So Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Hey, good for the funny guy.
Not so good looking funny guy.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think more women should adhere to this policy. If someone's kind of funny and kind of dorky looking, just throw it at them.
Yep.
Let's get married.
Give him a chance.
Yeah.
I'm dating Ariana Grande. I better propose.
Oh, for sure. Lock that up.
And they met just when she went to Saturday Night Live.
That's what I read.
Man.
Who knows? I just read the headline, looked at pictures, and went, I need to talk about that.
Hey, good get for him.
Yeah, great.
Good get.
Another win for the little guy. The Glow Season 2 trailer is out. Did you guys watch that on Netflix?
No.
Fantastic show.
You liked it a lot.
Loved it. So it's out. The show returns on June 29th. And those are the big news stories that I felt needed to be talked about. I was ready to watch The Bachelorette last night. I had got my bed all comfortable. Jong-un pulls up. They're like, we now break the coverage. And they were chasing those two like TMZ popper. It was amazing.
It was funny.
On my Insta story, I'm just recording it. I'm doing commentary on that since The Bachelorette wasn't on. And the reporters are running, trying to catch them. It's amazing. It was like TMZ. They're fighting for camera position. Yeah, so all that happened. There you go. I want to go over to Morgan number two real quick because she's 24 and, you know. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So we just got the first look at Ryan Gosling as Neil Armstrong. Ooh.
Amy, stop it. She's like, Dirk Spindley.
What? What does Dirks have to do with this?
You just yelled Dirks' name in the middle of a segment. With no sort of backstory. The fact that he moved. There was so much backstory to your yelling Dirks that wasn't stated. The fact that he took his iPhone, went to a flip phone because he wanted to go record a record that came out this week.
And he's like learning how to live in the mountains.
Yeah. Not really, but.
Well, the mountain.
He's glamping.
Okay, fine. Whatever. He's glamping. I'm just saying, like.
Glamour camping.
Okay. Does that mean he's like staying at a resort?
It means.
I'm sure he's roughing it with the tent.
Come on.
Are you sure? What's he wearing in that tent?
Yeah.
What do you picture him wearing?
Guys, stop it. Flannel boxers.
Shut up. Sorry. Neil Armstrong,
Yeah. Go ahead.
So he is going to be playing Neil Armstrong in The First Man coming out in October. It's essentially a movie about real life events that led to NASA's successful Apollo 11 trip. That's cool.
And you mostly care about it because
Ryan Gosling looks awesome as Neil Armstrong.
Like, I'm more of a history buff. Like, I care for the. But Ryan Gosling does look pretty awesome, I'll be honest.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I wish he wouldn't get girls. You know what I mean?
Why?
Is he married?
I want more Pete Davidsons to get girls.
He's single.
Less Ryan. No, he's married, right?
No, he's with Eva Mendes.
Well, I mean, he's not married, though. Are they married?
They have kids.
Oh, my gosh. Where have I been?
Ryan Gosling.
Definitely.
That's where you've been.
All right. So, 24-year-olds care about.
That's right.
Ryan Gosling, man
playing
on the moon.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much. And that's what the 24-year-olds care about.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a 15-month-old baby named Chloe. The baby stopped breathing. So her mom calls 911 and goes, hey, I need somebody. And the cops aren't there. So she runs out into the street, sees a cop at a stoplight. Runs up to the car with a baby in her arms, just beating on the door. They're like, what's happening? The officer, Daniel Newman, 29 years old, gets out, had never performed CPR on a baby before, had practiced it, but had never done it, and gives the baby CPR and saves the baby.
Wow.
They believe that a seizure may have been triggered by the baby's high fever. Stayed at the hospital overnight. It's fine, though. Was watching Elmo's World as of this weekend.
Oh,
love it.
Man.
But the mom ran out, saw the cop car, then the officer was like, okay, here we go.
Officer Newman.
And saved the baby. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, I love it.
That's a Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
So our phone screener Hillary is coming into the studio now. She has a pretty interesting question for all of us.
Our 25-year-old phone screener. She answers when you call the show. Hillary!
Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning.
So Hillary's talking about a wedding. And I think they're asking about tattoos and people in the wedding should have to cover up their tattoos for the pictures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what's the story?
Yeah. They're wondering if it's rude to ask a bridesmaid, one of their best friends, to cover up their tattoos if they're in the wedding for pictures and stuff.
So is this someone you know?
Somebody I know, but I've been in a wedding before where my best friend had to ask her cousin to do it. But now somebody, yeah, which she did, but now somebody else is asking.
So she's like, hey, we're going to take pictures. I would like for you to cover your tattoos because they look tacky?
Yeah, just with the dress, like if they have them on their arms and you're wearing strapless dresses, they think it may look a little bad in photos.
Dang. How do you feel about that, Hillary?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, it's their day. So, I mean, if my friend, if I had something, they wanted my hair a certain way or me to cover something, I would do it because it's their day and they're my best friend.
What if they said, I need you to cut your hair?
I don't think I would do that.
Cutting hair is different than covering something.
That's a big ask to cover up a part of you. Yeah. It's like, hey, I want you in the wedding picture, but I want you to also cover up a part of you.
Yeah, but I don't like your face.
Yeah. Could you wear a patch over that eye that's watering? Get a little.
Could you wear makeup?
Well, here's the phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. Should the person with the tattoo cover it up for the picture?
Or could they ask the photographer to Photoshop the tattoos out?
It's the same thing, though. Like, okay. Isn't it an insult to the person who's decided, this is such a, I have a tattoo of Arkansas on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
If someone said to me, ooh, I don't like that tattoo. It looks like a big blob on your arm. I would go, you know what? It is a big blob, but it's very special to me, and I don't want that taken off of any picture that I'm in. My first book cover, maybe the other one. You see my tattoos, and they don't fit perfectly, but that's a part of who I am. And if you want me, you get all of me. I'm totally for tattoo girl on this one.
Really?
I've walked myself into this. Yeah. As tattoo guy myself, I got a 3. If someone said, hey, would you mind blocking out the tattoo? I have my grandma, my mom, both are initials on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the state of Arkansas. These are all home tattoos that mean a lot to me. If someone said, please remove them, I'd say, "What? No.
No, that's a,
then
that's
you don't want me.
Thing.
If you don't want what represents me, you don't want me. That's why I would say. Lunchbox, you don't agree.
No. If you want class in your picture.
Class.
That's what some of these people, the old school thinking is, it's classy not to have tattoos and they want a pure picture. Take the tattoos away.
Glass and purity.
Yeah, sorry, it's their day. They get to decide how it's shot. They want you to stand on the left, you stand on the left. You can't say, no, my good side's the right side. You have to do what
it's
they say.
It's different than covering a tattoo.
I don't know.
What were you going to ask me?
Well, listen, your mom's handwriting before she passed away is written on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
It says joy.
Yeah.
What if someone said, hey, I'd love for you to be in the picture, but that tattoo is kind of gross to me.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I feel weird. And me as a bride, I would never ask one of my bridesmaids to cover something about them up. So, I don't know.
Well,
maybe I ask them to get a spray tan.
But I have Hillary in here not answering the phones. Oh, I'm sorry. If you want to go get on the phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm talking to our phone screener and I was going to put callers up, but they're all just ringing.
Also, like I've known people that their bridesmaid's pregnant. They kick them out because they're pregnant and it doesn't look good for the pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't look
you
classy.
Know people?
Yeah.
What?
You know, old school, Eddie.
Yeah,
I don't like
pure.
People to be pregnant.
Yeah. No.
That's not pure to have
so
a pregnant.
So weird.
My sister and you want was people, pregnant during my wedding.
You want people to look at you, the bride, not to be like, oh, let me check out that tattoo. No, it's all about the bride. Cover the tattoo.
I would get out of the picture if someone said, hey, tattoo or leave. I would leave. Like, I'm out. Thank you. Well, we'll take some calls. It's an interesting scenario, though, huh?
Yeah.
An interesting scenario. So, girl's getting married. One of her friends has tattoos. She says, hey, to be in the wedding picture, I need you to cover up your tattoos. I was like, what? So this is Hillary, our phone screener story, one of her friends has happened to. I would not cover my tattoos. I would get out of the picture first. Katie in Tennessee, you're on.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
So when I got married 2 years ago, and when I got engaged to my now husband, my mother-in-law told me that I needed to buy a long sleeve wedding dress because I have tattoos on my arms. And I got married in March in East Tennessee and it's hot. So I didn't want to cover them. And when my husband found out that his mother wanted me to cover my tattoos, he lost his mind. He was like, absolutely not. I love all parts of you, you know, including your tattoos. And like being in the military, I have the flag patch tattooed on my right arm. And he was like, you know, that's really important to you. That's a big part of who you are. So, no, you're not going to cover it. And then my maid of honor had tattoos, too. And my mother-in-law was like, well, she needs to cover them because I don't want those in your wedding pictures. I was like, dude, it's my wedding.
Dang. Look, they're like a biker gang getting married over there, huh? Look at you guys. Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, my maid of honor had tiny, tiny little tattoos that you wouldn't have noticed anyways. But, like, you know, I have my dog tags tattooed down my back on the same side of my like on my right side where my flag tattoo is, and I wore a dress that was, the top of it looked like a tank top, so you could see part of it. And she was like, well, I just don't think that's classy. I don't think it's appropriate. And I got married in a church.
Do you know who it matters to if it's classy and if it's appropriate? You, Katie. You're the bride, right?
Right, exactly. I don't see a problem with it. That's part of who you are. And if you have a tattoo, it obviously meant enough for you to put it on your body permanently.
That's right. That's why I got Coolio 96 tattooed on my lower back.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm with Katie. Listen, you want me out of this picture? I'm out. But I'm not covering the tattoo. Yeah. It's a part of me. Katie, I like that call. And as always, I appreciate you. Thank you. Hey, Kara in Kansas, what do you think about this?
I do not agree at all. For one, if you know, my best friend were to come and say, hey, will you be a bridesmaid? Will you be a maid of honor? I have tattoos all over my forearms, and I'm not ashamed of them because they mean a lot to me. So if my friend came up to me and said, hey, I need you to cover your tattoos for the picture, I would automatically ask why, for one. Like, why do you not accept me as a friend?
Absolutely.
And you don't accept all of me?
That's right.
So if it was me, yeah. If it was me, I would have to wear long sleeves. And even though my wedding dress is long sleeves, I don't want my bridesmaids to suffer.
Yeah, listen, do you have the tattoo or not? You can have a tattoo with me or no me. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Well, there's that. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people, even more normal-ish people, get face tattoos.
Really?
A small one. Yeah, I saw someone was doing that thing on Sunday at CMA Fest, and she was just handling artists. She wasn't like a performer. She had a little star tattooed on her cheekbone.
Whoa. Oh, a star? Okay.
So, but I'm seeing it more and more to where you have to think back to when we were kids. It was rare for someone to have a sleeve tattoo. And you would go, wow, a sleeve? That's crazy. They're ruining their life.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with face tattoos. It's going to become more normal.
You're saying it starts with a star, ends up being
saying it starts with...
gradually becomes more acceptable.
People that aren't named Post Malone getting face tattoos.
Man.
And then slowly, yeah.
But full-on words written under your eyes.
My point is it's just going to be more normal and normal.
Yeah.
Much like sleeves were crazy to us, and now they're pretty normal when you see it on someone.
Yeah.
Face tattoos are going to be a little more normal.
Guys, our kids are going to have tiger stripes on their faces.
Yeah. Under one eye, he has always. Under the other eye, he has tired. Always tired. This is the number one song in Top 40 this week. Post Malone, Psycho. All right, there we go.
That's a nice rhyme.
Thank you very much. I know all the words. Number one song on Alternative is Dangerous Night from 30 Seconds to Mars. It's like Jonas Brothers, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Don't
know why we still. Your top songs of country at number five, Tequila, Dan and Shay. When I taste tequila, baby. That song is so good, and it's going to be a number one for a lot of weeks. By the way, next week, we're going to do 4 days with Dan and Shay. They're going to come in and perform live every day.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it's next week or the week after. Hey, when Dan and Shay coming in? Next week?
Next week.
Next week. And number four, I Lived It from Blake. Oh, you think I'm talking crazy? It's funny when he sings this song. It makes me think of back home in Arkansas because it talks about when you get stung by a yellow jacket. My grandma would dip or chew tobacco too, and she would take it and put it on my yellow jacket stings. He talks about that in the song. I haven't thought about that in 20 years.
I thought he was talking about the pills I took.
Oh, from the gas station?
Yeah.
No, different yellow jacket.
Oh.
But I haven't thought about my grandma doing that since that song. And he was like, yeah. But she used to chew tobacco. And then if I got stung, which was a lot, because I did a little bit of get done. She would take it out and put it on my.
Did your grandma sound like a bad A?
She was. Yeah, she was pretty awesome.
She like played poker in a van at night and.
Oh, she got arrested.
Yeah.
Taught you all you know about gambling. You're good at gambling.
Listen.
Yep.
I got to stop saying listen. I say it all the time now.
Listen.
Listen. My grandma would take me to play bingo, right? And they would have the Elks Club, the Benedictine Manor.
Yeah.
We would go to all these places and play bingo. And you buy your cards and you have your daubers or your flips and you win money. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. Most time you don't. Well, then they outlawed it in Arkansas. No more bingo, no more gambling. So she organized these vans for everyone to sit around in the back of a van And it costs like $5 to get in the van to cover gas. But they would just play bingo illegally and drive around town.
Hustling.
My grandma was a gangster.
Yeah, she was. She was like a prohibition bootlegger.
So I have her initials. And she adopted me for a while in my life, too. So I have HH for my grandmother on my arm. Yeah, she's crazy, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Everything's going to be all right. Number three. Everything's going to be. Hey, David Lee Murphy coming in next week, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the glass room. Ask him to play Dust on a Bottle. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Number three. That's a jam. Luke Combs at number two. His voice is out. Can't hear him.
Oh, no. He's on vocal rest.
He's on vocal rest. This is Luke Combs featuring Amy, One Number Away.
I'm one number away from calling in you. I said I was through. I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess.
There you
Girl,
go.
I'm a mess.
Number one, Dierks Bentley, Woman Amen, featuring Amy.
Not I could be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am.
What did you say?
God for this woman, amen.
That first
she gives me love.
Here we go.
Every night I get down on my knees. Okay. Lord knows how lucky I am.
By the way, I'll do with Dierks tonight at his album release party on all the radio stations, like 100 of them. Or youtube.com/iHeartCountry. I'm flying to New York when the show's over, and we're doing a live thing together, Dierks and myself. So check that out, too. Thank you. This Raymundo, our audio producer, I mean, he is one weird dude. I think he's great. But is there anyone as eccentric as Raymundo on this show?
No. No, he's weird.
You just 100%. You can't predict this guy.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the glass room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
Hey, Raymundo, so we know you have a fascination with Sam Hunt. You love him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a
so you've tried to befriend his brother on Instagram, Van. Yeah.
Just chatted a little bit, nothing crazy.
But you've reached out to say, hey, we should hang.
Yeah, I want to hang out with him.
And you want to hang out with Van because...
he's brothers with Sam.
If you were Van hearing this, though, what would you think?
I think he thinks it's funny because the first thing I told him was, hey, man, I know you're Sam's brother. That was my intro, so I didn't say, hey, I'm interested in you. It's kind of just a funny thing.
Okay, so you and Van want to be friends.
Yeah.
But now what I hear, somebody whispered in my ear, that you've tried to become friends with Sam's bodyguard as well.
Yeah, so I ended up meeting him, big, tall dude, really, really nice, and ended up just chatting like crazy, and he almost made it seem like he could get me backstage and...
to do what?
Hang out at one of Sam's shows. So I got an end out with the bouncer!
Yeah! Well, it's not the bouncer, gosh. It's his security, head of security.
He was really nice, and he thought I was funny, and I just told him I'm a big fan of Sam's, and he's like, well, dude, I'm the gatekeeper, man, and it was awesome.
He said to you, I'm the gatekeeper.
He's his number one dude.
Did he say to you, I'm the gatekeeper?
No.
Okay.
He said he's his go-to. And if you're at any event, this dude is keeping you from Sam. And he's like, man, you seem normal enough. Come hang.
So he's invited you to go hang with Sam?
When they have a local show, which might be a hot minute. But when
you didn't answer the question. Did he invite you to go hang with Sam Hunt?
Yeah. He said he could get me backstage. He's the guy.
Do you think you're a bit weird about this?
No. I didn't come across weird at all. He thought it was funny.
But what about right now?
Well, probably. But everybody knows me. It's the shtick. Oh, he's obsessed with Sam. I'll hang out with the guy and have some fun. That's not creepy.
But don't you dream of having Thanksgiving dinner with Sam?
That would be funny. I don't dream of that. That would be just a funny thing. That would be ironic. How crazy is that? I'm at doing the turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing and everything with Sam and his family after I was obsessed with him a year ago. That's progress. Woo! Yeah!
Amy, your thoughts on Raymundo and Sam Hunt?
It's amazing. I really hope that y'all cultivate some sort of awesome friendship.
When he came in a few weeks ago, did you get butterflies?
No.
Bobby, don't be ridiculous.
You didn't get any kind of butterflies at all?
No, I don't interview him. I just stand there.
I mean,
just
seeing him, hanging out with him, being close to him.
No. You said you would rather be with Sam Hunt than...
Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Or no, I think you said if Kate Upton shows up delivering you a pizza in a bikini, would you rather have that or hang out with Sam Hunt?
Yeah, because I'm not an 18-year-old guy in high school anymore. I get a hot girl. Wow, cool. But chilling with a buddy, Sam, a musician, an athlete, a cool guy.
He's not your buddy, though.
We're close, though.
How? It's so close, Bobby. So close to being
I'm
buddies.
Just telling you. I'm giving you guys the heads up. Hey, this is joking around and everything like that. I'm texting friends, people that are close to him. Hey, next time you know, I ask him, what's Sam's number? I get that. I'm texting them.
Lunchbox.
So when he was in here a few weeks ago, did you make a move? Did you?
Yeah. I went in, and I think one of his label people said, hey, there's Ray. Shake his hand. And so then me and Sam did daps. I tried to get the video footage from Eddie, but apparently he cuts off the cameras before the interview or whatever. So I don't have any video proof of it.
No, I mean, you didn't go for the number or anything? Like, hey, let's hang?
It wasn't
like,
the time or the place. Bones interviewed him.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just a side guy, and I'm going to ask him for his number. It didn't seem right.
But you guys dapped, or did you bro handshake, or did you straight hug?
No, it wasn't a full hug dap because I was kind of on the other side of the table, so it was an awkward handshake. But pulled it off. It was awesome. And hopefully texting around and getting to hang with the guy soon.
I hope so too, buddy.
Yep.
All right, there he is, Raymundo. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Raymundo.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the glass room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
I'm rooting for that guy.
Me too.
He has a dream. Yeah. That's to be Sam Hunt's friend. Ray, when do you think you'll be texting with him? You think, like, you have a date on that?
Summertime.
By the end of summer, maybe?
Mm-hmm. He's touring, but I'm wide open when summer months.
All right.
Bobby Bones. You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
Do you ever drink wine before you go to bed?
Yeah, I have wine at night. Sometimes I'll have a glass, but it's not like right before I go to bed.
Why? What's the deal with wine?
Sometimes it's just nice to have at night if you're just relaxing, you want to calm down.
A glass or two of wine at night may help you fall asleep faster.
Oh, I can see that.
But it wrecks your overall sleep quality.
Oh, not good.
A new study revealed that just two glasses of wine reduces your quality of sleep by 40%. Experts recommend drinking wine at least 4 hours out from sleep.
Oh, definitely not 4 hours out. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, last night, third night in a row I slept with no TV on. It's the most I've ever done in my whole life.
It's awesome.
Now, I am going to Dirks' thing tonight. We're doing an album release party on all the radio stations. So I'll be in New York. I will not do it in a hotel because I don't feel comfortable in a hotel.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that counts against my streak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you're away.
Yeah, I'm
away.
The streak's only at home.
Guys, and for those that are new to the show, it's a big deal for me. You know, I was talking a bit yesterday as we did an origin story. Like, I grew up in a 900-square-foot house. There were six of us for a lot of that time. And I never had a bedroom my whole life. I slept on a couch in the living room. And so the TV was always on. And I do not feel comfortable without there being a light and a noise. And so three nights in a row. Amy, that's a big deal. I've never in my whole life
No,
done
I know.
That.
I mean, this is like a really big deal.
I don't even stay with other people because they may not have a TV in their bedroom.
And you feel like you've been sleeping better, right? How about last night?
Look at me.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Yeah, you look rested.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This could be a big thing for you, man.
Thank you very much. A detective loses his handgun in a Burger King bathroom.
What?
Oh, in a Burger King bathroom.
Is that a song?
That's
a
song.
The sheriff's office of Pasco County, Florida, is on the lookout for a missing firearm.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy was visiting a Burger King. He stopped in the bathroom to do his business, you know.
Yeah.
And he left his gun behind.
Mm-mm.
Ruh-roh.
When he realized, he went back and the gun was gone.
Well, of course.
No, you think so? Put in the lost and found, right?
Of course it's gone.
The weapon likely was taken between 11:29 a.m. and 12:16 p.m., so the middle of the day. The officer left his gun.
Wow.
That's crazy to me.
If you went in there after him and you saw the gun, would you take it?
Yeah.
And
where?
Do what with it?
Probably. Turn it in?
I'd probably
I'd
do
run.
Some tricks. Flip it around.
Walk out the parking lot. Shoot some cans.
Challenge someone to a duel. No, I'd turn it in immediately.
Yeah.
I would. But though that's weapons are currency. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. Wow, I wouldn't have the guts to pick that up.
Because
I just wouldn't have the guts. I don't know whose gun that is.
I
would take it in, though.
You don't want your fingerprints on it.
Right.
Okay, well, then I put a sleeve over my hand. I would do like I do to Jordan.
Toilet paper first and grab it.
Yeah. Well, that's a crazy story, right?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Instagram may start allowing hour-long videos.
I saw this, and I don't think it's for everyone, but I think it's major brands major influencers they think people will watch hour-long projects.
Gotcha. Obviously, for Instagram, it gives them more opportunity for ads to be shared an hour-long thing, but that's something, it wouldn't take the place of stories. It'd just be an addition to that, some hour-long format situation.
It seems a lot right now, but we're all going to be watching whatever TV is on our phone anyway. So you're just going to have them putting TV shows up as their Instagram. Like Netflix can put a show up on Instagram and we'll watch it on our phones. It's not that crazy to think about. In the broad sense, it is nuts to think about right now because you go 60 seconds to 60 minutes. But YouTube did that. You know, YouTube started allowing it. It used to be just 10 minutes. And
oh, wow.
Now YouTube, you can put up two hours.
2 hours, for sure.
So, yeah, what else you got, Em?
Speaking of apps, Applebee's is working on one or about to release one. What?
Apps.
I think you're playing a word on
apps. Yeah, speaking of apps, Applebee's.
Nope. No play there. We were just talking about Instagram, which is the app. And Applebee's is working on a system that will allow you to order by the app and then have the food ready and waiting at your table by the time you arrive.
Wow, at the table.
So it's not for pickup to go. It's like you get there, you get your table,
amazing.
And boom, your food comes out.
You like that, Bones?
Amazing. Yeah. Can I pay before I get there, too? Because you know I like to eat.
Probably through the app.
All of it.
I mean, that's a 10-minute experience for you right there.
Bobby's date life is going to totally change. You're going to be like, you want to go to Applebee's?
10 minutes, boom.
I'm just trying to go on a
later,
date.
Dunzo.
Oh,
period. I went and had dinner with a friend this past weekend. It was, I think, Sunday.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, let's go eat some deep. And we go and we sit down and we order. It was a sushi place. We order some sushi. And he goes, why did you just pay? Because I paid right after we ordered. I was like, man, I like to get out of it. Like, as soon as that last bite goes, nope, I'm out. And so Applebee's, that's a step in the right direction. And they can move people through faster and make more money for themselves. What else, Sam?
A couple of things on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. She's totally whipping him into shape. I mean, I feel like Prince Harry looks like he's in good shape, but she's gotten rid of anything bad out of their pantry, and he's now adopted a semi-vegan diet and doing lots of yoga with Meghan. And then I also saw, in relation to Meghan, that, you know, I told you plastic surgeons were seeing an increase of people wanting her nose. Well, now people are wanting her freckles. So they're going and getting freckles put on their face to be like her.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Freckles added. I like freckles, but man, that's just dangerous. What if you don't like it?
Yeah.
And what if it goes out of style?
Yeah.
Freckles?
Yeah. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There she is. And we're proud to have it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I was talking to Amy's daughter on the phone yesterday.
Oh.
And she said she was going to send me some candy, and Amy hasn't given me candy all show.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry, it's right
Where
here.
Is it?
Well, yesterday.
She made you a baggie.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bunch of chocolates.
I know. Bobby's like, hey, can you hand the phone to Stashira? I'm like, what are y'all going to talk about? And then
now
they
Bobby's
talk.
Calling.
Yes.
Like, hey,
she's his candy dealer or something, because she has tons left over from her pinata from her birthday party a couple months ago. And now she's like dealing it out to Bobby. And then I get Bobby back on the phone. I'm like, what'd you talk to her about? He goes, don't worry about it. And then she's like,
to me, I'd hang up on you.
And what? Then she tells me, she's like, Mom, I have something in the fridge. You have to take it to Bobby tomorrow. She puts it in the fridge so it doesn't melt.
Yeah.
I don't know if he told her that.
Yeah. And the friends, I make sure it's cold.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. So she brought candy up here. If you missed yesterday's show, you can hear me interviewing Amy's kids separately. One-on-one exclusive interviews, by the way. And they had some candy. I said, hey, can I have a piece? Your kids love to share. I will say that about them.
Yeah, they're big-time sharers.
Is that because of the orphanage?
I assume so. Yeah, because they 65 other kids living with them. They're ever sharing his life there.
Yeah.
And they're really good at that. Except for sometimes with each other. Because now they're starting to, like, legit be brother and sister. And they're learning what that looks like. And it's kind of funny.
Well, I shall send her a video saying thank you for my candy pack.
Good, because yeah. She's going to want confirmation I gave it to you.
Yeah.
She likes to check me on that.
There you go.
Yeah, and now you should share with the rest of us.
That is,
yeah.
I do not share like
oh.
that.
No.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hope everybody has a good Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm going tonight to New York, actually right now, to go with Dierks Bentley, the big album release party on stations all over the country.
Awesome.
So, yeah. I hope everybody checks that out. Dierks got a really good album, came out this week called The Mountain, and so I'll be there tonight. You do anything?
I'll be listening.
That's what I'm talking about right
yeah.
there. All right, BobbyBones.com. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.